rain. And a stray face spins me back to the black-haired girl I saw long ago and stood helpless watching her pass, bareheaded in the rain, the easy way she found, wet but not hunched against it, hair damp and shining on her brow, her shoulders. I wanted to give something for the dark rain of that hair, the quiet of her face, not angry or restless, alert to each step, the crowded sidewalk. But what? Words? Dark rain. Wet face. She never saw me. We've tramped on down our own dark tunnels now for years. What hapless watcher at my gates would know her face, would let her in without the password, find her a bed, say rest, sleep, I'll be outside. I know it shouldn't matter who's lovely in the rain and who isn't. But it's not beauty or nostalgia or even lust that's got me. I don't know what it is. Justice, maybe. Prisons and churches. The glowing creatures in the center of the sun. Most days I think I'm almost free. I don't miss a single meeting. I don't hit squirrels with my bike. Most days it doesn't rain and nobody walks the streets in black hair, a light jacket, and a glaze of shining water. Rain beading and touching her all over, like the hand of someone very large and very gentle, very far away.